We're back! Welcome back to the Fantasy Chumps. After a long sabbatical hiatus, whatever you want to call it, I even forgot my laptop password, so I'm very annoyed. We're back. We're having a great time besides that. Joining me, as always, in the dynamic duo is John. How are you doing, my dear friend?
I'm wonderful. No better way to start out season three. It's wild that this is already the third year that we're doing this, but we're kicking it off. And, yeah, back to the dynamic duo. Some things just never change. But this is a very special episode. Probably Layton's favorite of the year. My second favorite of the year, I'd say. My favorite is probably the last episode that we do before draft week, the actual draft week.
But whoa, this, whoa.
Pardon. The fantasy football draft week,
I should say.
This is my second favorite, and it is the 2023 NFL draft episode. I know I'm excited. Layton is still trying to figure out his password. He's praying to...
It's not going to be it. It's taking too long. It's not it.
Seems a little absent-minded throughout the episode. Just know that it's not because he's not dialed in. He's struggling. He's in the trenches.
I've never wanted to snap something over my thigh more in my entire life. We've been doing this podcast, like you said, John, for 3 years. Never forgot my password once.
Maybe send Layton DM suggestions for what his password might be. Try to help the guy out.
Well, I know, but I guess I don't. I'm just going to set it on my island every morning. I'm going to walk out. I'm going to turn on and try to just...
to start your day, though. Except for the time that you finally get it, if you do get it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to streak down the hall.
Woo! Okay.
But
today was a big day, kind of.
It was a big day.
I don't know.
Yeah,
is that like a 7 or 8 out of 10?
It was a big day because we don't have to deal with this anymore.
Well, yeah, it's finally over. Aaron Rodgers was traded to the New York Jets today. I think it's a decent trade. I like it. So the Packers and the Jets agreed to a deal. Rodgers, the 2023 first-round pick from the Jets, from the Jets. But the Packers sent number 15 pick and a 2023 fifth-round pick, which is number 170, to the Jets for New York's 2023 first-round pick, which is pick 13, a 2023 second-round pick, which is pick 42, 2023 sixth-round pick, which is 207, and a conditional 2024 second-round pick. Aaron Rodgers plays 65% or more of the snaps next season.
Gosh, I hope they try to finagle that so much.
I think they will. 100%. I know I would, personally. But you kind of need Rodgers to play more than 65% of the snaps.
Yeah, 65 is tough. If it was like 80, you could easily finagle that.
80 wouldn't be a problem.
How many final drives of games do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to sit out when they're up multiple scores? Because I think it's going to be a lot. I do wonder, though, is there any NFL rule that would prevent them from legally doing that? Because obviously it has to do with the trade.
No,
or is that well within their rights to do it?
No, you can play whoever you want.
Okay.
This is America.
Well, it is America, yes. But it is the NFL, which is the No Fun League. So.
You could give the NFL too much flack.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I really enjoy watching it, even though it's scripted. We're going to get back on that bandwagon.
But, gosh, if it's scripted, it's worth it.
They do a really good job. Those are some great writers, honestly.
Yeah, dude. It is a.
Sorry, I just watched Leighton think that he got it for the 17th time tonight.
It's not it. I just should wave the white flag for tonight. Anyway, yes, we're not bringing that back because that is dumb. Too many people get hurt for too scripted, John. But Aaron Rodgers, I think the interesting thing is that they swapped draft picks from 13 to 15.
Yeah.
And the rumor I've heard is that the Packers really like JSN. And I will probably cry of laughter because I'm going to the draft. If at pick 13, the Packers take a first round wide receiver after they get rid of Aaron Rodgers.
It would be it's not really poetic justice. Poetic justice. It's more poetic injustice at this point because they never took a first round, or he hasn't thrown a touchdown to a first round wide receiver, right? Isn't that the crazy stat?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something along those lines, if that's not true anymore. It was true for a long time.
Yeah, and they had Davante Adams for a long time. I get it, but like,
You never invested in weapons in the draft for this guy to really have a electric offense. But I think both teams did a good job.
I agree.
Especially if that conditional pick stays a second rounder.
It won't, but
if somehow it does, that's a big one for the Jets. But they also hope that if it does turn into a first, it's a late first-round pick. So
that's true. All right, John, I'm officially waving the white flag tonight. I'm going to lose my mind. So
I think that's a good executive decision. I think you'll be happier because from a fantasy perspective, do you expect Aaron Rodgers to be better, worse, or the same in 2023?
He has to be better, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say that he's going to have a little bit to prove, and it's just going to be extra motivation for him to go out for a new franchise. But Aaron Rodgers doesn't care. Aaron Rodgers does not care what people think about him, and he's made that evident. So I hope he has that motivation, but you're probably not drafting him still, right?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Oh, if you don't think somebody's drafting him, you're out of your mind.
We're not drafting him.
Depends where he goes. But no, I'm not drafting him.
unless your draft strategy is, you know, with your last or second to last pick in the draft, he's a high upside option if he's still there, especially if the Jets. Well,
he's a safe floor, I feel like, too.
Did the Jets sign Hayden Hurst, or am I making that up?
They have CJ Uzama.
Okay. So he was Hayden Hurst before Hayden Hurst existed.
Yeah. Remember, he dated the Lauren from Survivor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about that.
We did.
I don't know. The Jets offense, it doesn't really excite me, honestly. Like, it's going to be better, obviously. I think Garrett Wilson could take a step forward because of this, just because now he actually has a quarterback throwing to him. But
well, I think they're gonna draft a tackle with their first round pick because they might as well protect the asset they just gave him all this for.
Right.
And I truly think the Jets. How many times am I gonna do that? Talking about Aaron Rodgers, say the Packers on accident. I feel like the Jets think they can win the Super Bowl this year by playing the exact same way as last year, but instead of Zach Wilson and Mike White, it's Aaron Rodgers.
How much do you think the Jets' first, like, 10 games or whatever it was when they had only lost two or three was luck, and how much of it was the Jets being a good team?
I'll give them like two games to luck.
Yeah,
maybe one. Anything
beyond that, like, I feel like you're kind of stretching it a little more than you can. But
No, they're a good team.
Aaron Rodgers wins. I think he's a 2-win difference. Maybe three. Three games is a lot, but I think he's for sure getting you two more games than the combination of Mike White last year. So, you know, yeah, I think
my hot take is I think they're the third best team in the AFC now. Granted, the draft depends a lot. Obviously, Chiefs, Bengals. Right. I think the Jets pass the Bills because the Jets did make the playoffs, right? The Dolphins did. Yeah, no, the Dolphins Jets, made the playoffs.
They did not make the playoffs.
Right, because the Dolphins did.
Correct. Okay.
Okay. Because that was with Zach Wilson and Mike White. And with one of their best offensive pieces hurt for the back half of that season. So Breece Hall's coming back. Their O-line's going to get better. Shoot, their receiving core got better. They have Lazard, Garrett Wilson, Corey Davis.
Mecole Hardaway.
Great fourth wide receiver. and look, I wish Mecole Hardaway all the luck, except when they play the Chiefs. But don't hold. If there's any Jets fans listening, keep your expectations low and you'll be more happy. So I just don't know. I think they're a good team. Obviously, the defense is really good. I couldn't really imagine them not adding a few defensive pieces as well. So I think it's their division to lose. I mean, the Bills, I think, are taking a step back. So,
yeah, I agree. I agree with everything that you're saying. So, you can interpret that to say that Leighton believes the Jets will win their division.
As of now, yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Hey, if they do, if it works out, good. I think that's a win for the Jets. How many years has it been since they've won that division?
Oh, gosh. Mark Sanchez, right? With Rex Ryan?
Did they win it then?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Right?
I don't know.
I don't know. I thought they did. Maybe that's the last time they made the playoffs.
That would have been in the midst of Brady.
Yeah. Maybe it was the year Brady got hurt. Towards ACL.
All right. I got to look it up at this point.
And then we'll move on to the draft content. That's what everybody's here for. Our spicy draft content in a quote-unquote weak offensive skill position draft. But, yeah, I think they could.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
The Jets haven't won their division this century. 1998. So the New York Jets went 12-1.
Man, we were one.
We were, yeah. Wow.
So, like, for the Jets, you kind of have to do that, right?
Yeah, right. When you get a chance at that. Personally, if I were them, I might have gone after Lamar instead of Rodgers. But, you know, they'd have to give up way more than what they did. And then they'd pay him way more than what Rodgers is making.
Yeah, so it makes sense. Yeah. I feel like they don't need a Lamar either to be good. All right, well, let's move on to the draft content. Your boy will be covering it live, so I guess follow me on Instagram if you really want my true blood opinion on what the Chiefs do. But, John, everybody thinks it's a weak offensive skill position draft. We obviously have the top four quarterbacks. We have the top four receivers, and then we have Bijan Robinson looking at first round prospects. What kind of stands out to you just in totality of the draft class this year?
So I'm actually going to
bring fantasy.
For fantasy.
Yeah.
Then that changes my answer.
Well, you can give your other answer too.
Okay. So what stands out to me for this draft is actually the tight end position. I feel like this year are way more. I feel like there are way more good tight ends than I've seen in a long time. This could be one of those drafts for the tight end position that we look back in like 5 years and say, how were all of those guys drafted together? And how did three or four of them fall past the first round? So,
and how are none of them still as good as Kelce? Sorry, go ahead.
Hopefully one of them is the successor for Travis Kelce.
We'll see.
More to say on that.
Maybe.
So the tight end position in the future, I think that's going to be the big takeaway from this draft. And then I think midway through the season, I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get a lot of credit that he is lacking right now. That's just a little bit of a hot take, and it definitely depends on where he gets taken, like what team selects him. But I think Bijan is just overshadowing so much right now. I think people have maybe not given Gibbs the credit that he deserves. Some reports came out earlier today or yesterday that the Chiefs were interested in taking Gibbs in the first round. I don't see that happening. I would be surprised if Gibbs is a first-round pick. I don't think there's any way.
Insert my Groundhog Day gif.
Yeah. I do feel like Gibbs is a top 40 pick, though. I think he should and will get picked up early in the second round. So you've got the Cardinals. You've got the they're at pick 39. They could definitely take Gibbs. The Cardinals are at pick 34. The Rams at 36. The Saints could potentially go for another running back. I feel like they have too many needs and not enough cap space to where that they've got to fill other positions. But that order is also going to change around a lot. So, or the Titans, if the Derrick Henry deal actually goes through, the Titans are at 41. And that could be a very easy swap right there to where the Titans go right back at it and get another Alabama running back.
Yeah, they're kind of different players. But I guess one thing that would – the one team in the first round that sticks out would be the Bengals. I don't want to get into the Joe Mixon stuff, but they have they have some issues with that. He might not be on the team for legal reasons, but basically everything I've heard and read is that this is Joe Mixon's last year on the Bengals if he truly is still on the team, right? So it should be interesting. I think I could see them taking him.
At 28.
Yeah. I'm not counting on it. Because, like, what else do they really need? Their offensive line is basically done. They have Orlando Brown at left tackle. They have what's-his-face from the Cowboys. Lyle Collins at right. Yeah. Their interior is fine. They obviously have enough receivers. Tight ends, good. They have Hayden Hurst. That's who
we're well, is, they did. The so they did lose Jesse Bates, and they also I feel like they lost a couple corners. I don't think Eli Apple is still there, and then I think there is another one.
That might be a net gain for them. That Eli Apple's not there.
Yeah, no, but guys, he's a big one, but not.
Yeah, they did lose Bates. They also brought in. No, hang on. Sorry, they also drafted. Oh, I'm gonna forget his name. Last year in the second round, the Dax Hill from Michigan. They drafted him in the second round last year, so they might just say, oh, well, there's our safety position figured out. So I could see him doing it. I don't really know what other needs they have.
They could go after, like, a Keely Ringo or somebody. Like,
yeah, that's true. But I could definitely see him going running back. They're probably the only team in the back half of the first, unless Bijan's there, that I could see taking the running back. I've heard Bills a lot, but they just took James Cook, and I feel like they have a lot more issues. So probably in terms of first round for Gibbs, you're looking at Bengals, probably not the Chiefs, but they've been rumored. So stay tuned.
Could be the Cowboys. I kind of think they'd go more towards tight end in the first round, especially if somehow Kincaid falls to 26 or Michael Mayer. I think Mayer will be there. I don't think Kincaid will.
Kincaid will still be there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think Kincaid's going in the first round.
Wow. Okay.
I think Michael Meyer might go in the first round, though. He's the only tight end, I think. It's weird because all the mocks I've been seeing, there hasn't been any tight end besides Michael Meyer drafted in the first round. Which, granted, as a Chiefs fan, I hope like five tight ends go in the first round, but I don't think that's likely. I guess we've talked about Bijan, I think, in the last couple episodes.
I think we talked about Bijan in every episode last season. I don't think there was an episode that went by that Bijan didn't get brought up.
Listen, once you get a taste of the Bijan mustard, it's Bijan. Hard to look away. I don't want to spend too much time on Bijan. No, Bijan, because...
But, here comes the but.
Because, well, his range of outcomes is so high. Like, not so high, sorry, so wide. Because I've heard him getting mocked to the Falcons, Eagles, up there kind of in the late top 10. And then I've also heard, like, oh, he's going to fall to the Cowboys. Oh, the Chiefs could trade up and get him. And I'm like, really? So... I think we're going to wait a lot till post-draft to talk about Bijan and a lot of the running backs just because I don't really know their landing spot. There's not a guess at all. So, but we can talk about the receivers because there's four of them. And if I was a betting man, I would bet the top receiver goes one of two places, basically in the top 15 picks. Which is JSN consensus, anyway.
Okay, so where are the two landing spots for JSN?
I think it's the Texans at 12 and the Packers at 13.
You think there's an outside chance that the Falcons take another wide receiver?
No.
No chance?
I think the Falcons, you know, I don't really know what they're going to do. I think they take an edge if there's one there. I think they could take a cornerback. But, like, I could also see them trading back, too. I don't really know what they need because they're not taking a quarterback. Maybe, like, a lineman. You know, I don't know. A wide receiver, though, I don't think in the first, anyway. I assume taking one in the second.
I think it would be interesting if they did take JSN. And essentially punted for one more year, tried to get a top five pick next year and go after quarterback next year. And then they've got year and 2 years of experience that are a top. I mean, if they have Drake London and JSN, I think that's probably a top 10 receiver duo in the league.
Really?
Probably.
Wow, they haven't. Really? Even though Jason
they're better
played...
than any two Chiefs receivers. I'm not including tight ends in this conversation. So there's the Bengals. There's
the Vikings.
Who's the second?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No.
I think Drake London and JSN are better than JJ and Mike.
KJ Osborne?
Yeah.
No.
That one's close. Where was Drake London taken? He was taken at like 6 or 7, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he's not that great so far.
Really? Okay. All right.
So far. But the Dolphins, easy.
Yeah, the Dolphins definitely. So there's two. Still got seven more to go.
Well, we could do this for a whole podcast. Right. But
the Cowboys, they have a better duo.
The Raiders.
Yeah, they have a better duo. The Chargers.
Yeah.
The Bucks.
The Seahawks.
Oh,
come on.
Dude, I hate Tyler Lockett, but yeah, I agree.
You're telling me that...
I hate Tyler Lockett.
I don't care what you hate or don't hate.
I get it, all right? I'm giving you the nod.
Right now, the Cardinals.
Okay, that doesn't count because...
Why?
Because D-Hop is not going to be there.
Yeah, he's going to be wearing red and gold, baby. Let's go.
Okay, it's close. I think you can make an argument that they're like top 10, top 12. Okay, but whatever. We'll come back. I think that would be the strategy. If I were the Atlanta GM, I think I would look towards JSN, unless like you want to trade back and take a tackle or something, and just you're building for the future no matter what. The Falcons aren't playing for next year, so that was way too much time on the Falcons, but
a little bit.
We can cut so the Texans or the Packers going after the first wide receiver off the board.
Yeah, because it's a weak wide receiver class at the top.
So this is important for Chiefs fans. It's not only important for fantasy, but this is also very important for Chiefs fans. Why we'll spend a little bit more time on this. Patriots aren't going to take one. Jets aren't going to take one. Commanders, probably not.
They have Steelers, a bit better duo than the Falcons. Sorry, go. Who's the next one? Tell me, Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about Curtis Samuel. He came on at the end of last year. I was trying to think of who was number two. Steelers, probably not.
They have Pickens. They just traded for Robinson.
Why is the wide receiver position listed as a position of need for the Lions?
Because Jameson Williams just got suspended 6 games.
It was like this before, though. I mean, it's based off of one player's 6-game suspension. They're not taking a wide receiver in the first round. Unless, like, JSN falls there somehow, and he won't.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because I actually was talking to a friend of the show, Jash, and he was saying that the Lions should, and I'm like, why? You guys have Amon-Ra, Jameson Williams, Josh Reynolds, Marvin Jones came back, and I'm probably forgetting somebody. Like,
it's that's still not your a draftable team. Position, especially in the first round.
No, take a defensive player, please.
They should take, like, Kalijah Kansi?
Kansi?
I don't know. Whatever his name is.
From Pitt? Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I feel like that's his range, and they need a D lineman or a tight end. I mean, you can replace Hawkinson, which I feel like that blew up on the Lions bad.
Who's after
the Bucks? The Bucks can't. I mean, they shouldn't take a wide receiver.
Unless they trade Mike Evans the same night, they're not taking a receiver.
Gosh. Who would trade for Mike Evans, though?
Nobody. His dead cap's horrible. But
right. His cap is horrible. His age is horrible. His injury history is horrible. He's, like, almost untradeable.
I don't think anybody's going to trade for him. So.
Seahawks aren't taking a wide receiver.
No.
The Chargers.
Go ahead.
Have you seen the potential about trading Austin Eckler to the Lions for the 18th? Yeah, apparently there's some buzz around that. But also, I don't think that makes sense because they signed David Montgomery and they still have he was a Georgia running back.
DeAndre Swift. So, no, the Lions aren't trading for Eckler. I think Eckler plays his final year out with the Chargers and then tries to make more money after that. Because the Chargers clearly said they're going all in. They kept Khalil Mack. They restructured Joey Bosa. They restructured Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. Like, everybody possible to restructure, they've done that this year.
So, they're still not going after a receiver, though.
I think they're drafting Jordan Addison.
Really?
Yeah. I think because then you have Mike Williams. Well, I mean, I guess they do have Palmer and Guyton.
Yeah, they kind of. They don't know. Have a
good receiver core.
Yeah,
but I think you could do it because Mike Williams and Keenan Allen both get hurt a lot, so I could see it still. I think it's a low key need for them, and I could see it because Addison's a good route runner, and I feel like he operates in different areas compared to Mike Williams and Keenan, but.
Yeah, because they're really both out wide.
Yeah. Addison would be your short, intermediate guy.
I guess I feel like Josh Palmer does a really good job of that.
I mean, if I was in charge of the Chargers, I wouldn't do it, but there's been a lot of smoke there, so it wouldn't surprise me. So yeah. Keep your eye out for that, I guess, Thursday night.
Yeah. After exactly that, Ravens, this is the first potential trade-up spot for the Chiefs, in my opinion, because the Ravens only have 5 draft picks.
That'd take a lot, but I don't think they'd go that high.
I think it would take the 3rd or the 4th. So the reference is to last year, we traded up to 21, I think, mm-hmm. and we gave up the 3rd and the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got maybe – or was it just straight up?
No, I think it was a 5th. Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah. So I think the market is probably a little lower this year than that. So I think we could maybe get away with just giving up a 3rd or a 4th. But
yeah,
or maybe the Ravens want like a 4th and a 5th, which I'd be fine with that. I kind of like having more picks, but Leighton and I have talked about it. The Chiefs need to get rid of a few draft picks because realistically, I think they're only filling like six or seven spots in the draft. And what we mean by that is comparing who the Chiefs currently have under contract for next season and how many 53-man roster spots that they're trying to fill at the draft.
The Chiefs are really only looking for like 3 starters, for being honest. Maybe you could honestly even argue 2.
If right they tackle, go out and get back Frank Clark or Carlos Dunlap.
Yeah. One of them's coming back. But do you think the Ravens could draft a receiver?
Gosh, that would be so just weird.
But they could.
They could.
Because who after Odell and Duvernay, who's there?
Gosh, I forgot Odell signed Bateman. There.
They have Bateman, Duvernay, and Odell. Who's like I couldn't even tell you somebody after that. I'm surprised I remember Duvernay. Like, they could do it. My guess is they go with O-line or defense, just knowing the Ravens.
I'm trying to think of what they need. I think they might kind of they might need help in the secondary or on the edge. But wide receiver would also make sense.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so who's after the Ravens?
The Vikings. They need a wide receiver. That would be wild if they drafted a wide receiver in the 1st round.
See, I think they could trade back because their GM's very analytical. I can't pronounce his name, so I apologize. And he's traded back. Last year's his first draft. I think he traded back twice. And they made that trade with Detroit where they technically traded back in the 2nd round. So they might want to trade back and, you know, get some assets or something like that.
Jaguars are at 24. They're not taking a wide receiver. Giants are at 25. They should draft a receiver.
But will they?
See, I could see that being Zay Flowers.
Gosh, I hope so.
I like him a little bit more after he worked out with the Chiefs and Kelsey had good things to say about him.
Kelsey's not going to go out there and be like, yeah, that guy was kind of a bum.
It would be funny if he did.
But he wouldn't.
Then the Cowboys, they absolutely aren't drafting a receiver.
I think they could draft – that could be the first tight end off the board right there is the Cowboys. Like you mentioned earlier.
The Cowboys would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The Bengals.
Did you say the Bills before the Bills, Bengals?
Yeah, the Bills.
No, I think the Bills could absolutely take a receiver. If Jordan Addison is still there, yeah.
Especially now that – okay, actually, the Bills will draft a receiver, especially now that the Jets have traded for Aaron Rodgers. I think that the Bills like to take home run shots. And mm-hmm. they're going to take one here. So,
who's in front of the Bills? Cowboys?
The Cowboys. Cowboys could trade back.
I could see the Chiefs trading up with the Cowboys to get in front of the Bills,
Bengals. Gosh. They
and take Quentin Johnston.
It would be the biggest troll for 2 years in a row, the Chiefs to jump up in front of the Bills, especially in Kansas City. The place would go nuts.
Yeah, yeah, I could see it happen.
I feel like Jerry's not going to want to trade back, though. I don't know if Jerry Jones has ever traded back in the draft.
I don't know if Jerry knows how to trade picks. But so the Bengals definitely aren't. Who's after the Bengals? Is that the Eagles?
That's the Saints and then the Eagles.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Whoa. Sorry. I forgot why. The Saints.
They have too many needs. Is that their second pick?
No, that's their first pick.
That's their first pick. Gosh, that's a bad organization right there.
Hey, that's a good organization.
It was a good organization.
I think it still is.
Oof.
I also know the head coach and the assistant GM, so I'm going to defend them. A little biased there.
By default, they could win that division, but it's probably going to be the Panthers.
I think it'll be the Saints-Panthers.
It'll Bucks, probably come down to the last game of the season.
Bucks third, Falcons last. Or
Falcons will be good last. In a few years.
Yeah.
The Bucks could be last.
The Eagles are definitely not taking a receiver, I think. Is that famous last words?
Yeah.
You think they're drafting a receiver?
Could, especially with so many slot guys in that range.
Devontae Smith's a slot guy.
I know, but I feel like, gosh. And they've got some positions to fill. This could be Osiris,
the guard?
The guard from Florida.
Florida? I don't know. But would he start?
Yeah. He'd start at left guard.
Oh, did Brandon Brooks leave?
I think so.
Yeah, he went to the Steelers. You're right. I could see that. Yeah. Okay. I'm not
Torrance,
with that.
Osiris Torrance, I think is his name.
Sick first name. I don't care what his last name is.
Yeah. Osiris? Are you freaking kidding me? That would fit right in with the Eagles.
And then you have the world champ Chiefs. It's going to be a receiver.
Gosh, I love being the last pick in the first round.
I love it
and not picking there.
I love it and hate it, first of all.
We're trading up. We're not picking at 31. I will sit. That is my statement.
You want to bet?
Sure.
You still owe me a meal. Nature.
Well, RIP. Can't do that anymore. So.
Well. Leongs are amazing. Yeah. I feel it has to be a tackle or a receiver. I don't think it's going to be a defensive lineman because I think they'll wait until they do address it.
Please, Brett, I'm reaching out to you. Don't draft an edge in the first round. Please don't.
Well, what if somebody falls? Like, what if Miles Murphy's there?
He's not going to be.
What if he is? He's falling.
He's not falling that far.
What if Nolan Smith's there?
Oh, still don't do it. It's too deep of a position.
No, he's not falling. Don't worry.
Can you please stay still? I can't handle your camera falling.
Oh, here, hang on.
So, Layton got a new iPad, and his camera on his iPad follows his face and developed like Parkinson's today, and so he's moving around all over, and I'm getting motion sickness.
I'm sorry, I turned it off for you.
Thank you. No, I don't want an edge in the first round. I would be okay with Kalijah Kancey, but gosh, I really don't want to do that either. This needs to be a tackle or a wide receiver, or Michael. I say Mayer, he says Meyer, whatever. Michael, the tight end from Notre Dame. I would be okay with that, too.
I just want to be Quentin Johnston because that would fit in so well with the Chiefs.
If we get QJ, I feel like we're trading up beyond 26. Probably 22.
He could be there at 31.
I really doubt it. I think that Chiefs writers are predicting that he's going to be there at 31 because they want him to be there at 31.
No, he was in like the top 15. He's not anymore. That's my number one wide receiver, by the way, Quentin Johnson. But I think he'll be after pick 22 for sure. So we'll see.
So if we trade up, obviously we both want QJ.
Yeah.
We were texting in the group chat. If Darnell Wright and Quentin Johnson were both there at 22, let's say is where we trade up to, which one do you want?
Oh, QJ. Yeah.
Okay. I agree. I think it's close.
I mean, how much does a right tackle really make a difference? I think they like Niang to start.
So the thing is I'm not worried about the difference that it makes. I'm worried about how hard it is to replace, because I feel like with Wright, he comes into the league as a top 10 right tackle.
Oh, you're really high on him then.
Yeah.
That's,
and it's sad,
that's a high bar there.
If we drafted 2 weeks ago, he wouldn't have been taken in the first round. But he has shot up boards.
I think he'll be a top 15 pick, personally. But it's interesting to look at it that way, because
he's just harder to fill. You know, like there's 90 receivers that could fill. I mean, not 90. Could fill the role that Quentin Johnson will play for the Chiefs.
Sure. It's interesting. There's the one thing about this year's draft, there's not Jamar Chase. There's not a Jalen Waddle, CeeDee Lamb. It's not really any of those guys. That's going to be like a top 10 pick and everybody's excited for fantasy. It's just not happening. I could see a lot of receivers falling this year. The tight end is, I think, by far the most intriguing. If that makes sense.
How many teams are there that could use one?
Well, probably a lot, but one that would prioritize it in the first round, I don't know.
Right. The Lions are probably the first spot.
The Packers, I think.
You think they'd take one, though?
No, but you just ask who needs a.
No, but I mean, realistically, compared to like their draft position, who would prioritize tight end in the first round?
I don't know if anybody would.
I think the Lions are the first possibility where you could see one go. But
yeah, I agree. It'll be an interesting couple days. What's one takeaway you look for in terms of fantasy when it comes to the NFL draft, besides like obvious stuff?
Define obvious stuff.
Like if a guy is a, like what's
like some, just the standouts versus like the moves that teams make to select somebody.
Let me rephrase it. Yeah. What would make more of an impact? What stands out to you in the draft besides somebody being drafted in the first round for receiver? Because obviously that's a big deal for fantasy success and typically league success. So is there anything else that you look at? Is there?
Yeah, there definitely is. This takes time and it takes research, though, that – I mean, Leighton and I have probably been looking into the draft heavily for the past 2.5 months. So I have a better understanding of who fits like these roles that I'm going to talk about. I personally like guys who have played a lot of football. So looking specifically at the wide receiver position, Nathaniel Dell is the first one that pops up on the board. My guy, Rashee Rice, out of SMU. He pops up. Let's see. A.T. Perry has played a lot of football. A guy who hasn't played much football, Keyshawn Boutte, or Boutte, however you say his name. He's from LSU. A lot of hype around him. Xavier Hutchinson out of Iowa State. Jalen Moreno Cropper. He's played a lot of football. At the tight end position, I'm looking for athletes. Zach Kuntz, he's out of Old Dominion. He's a guy that I think is an outlier. He's probably not going to be drafted in your rookie drafts. It's possible, but I would be pretty surprised. So that's a deep free agent. But also, like, I can talk about these guys all day long, and there's certain guys deeper in the draft that I really like. It just depends on what team they get drafted by. Because if they're buried in the depth chart, there's just nothing that you can do from a fantasy perspective to try their impact is going to be on the season. So I like guys who've played a lot of football. I like guys who, even though they're going to a Mountain West conference school, they've scored double-digit touchdowns. They've had 100 receptions where they're the focal point of the offense. Teams know it, and they still can't stop them. So that's a long answer to a somewhat straightforward question, but I think if you're looking elsewhere besides draft capital being spent, that's something that I really like in rookies coming into the dynasty rookie draft. Well, we lost Leighton for a second, had to get things rebooted. It really fits the trend that we've had with some issues with technology tonight, technical difficulties, as they
I still they don't call know it. My password.
Yep. But I'm going to ask Leighton the same question. We were discussing traits or characteristics that you look for in players on the offensive side of the ball in the draft that maybe outside of spending high draft capital on them, what is it that you look for from a player in the draft that potentially you're going to seek out or you expect to be a difference maker on an offense?
So my answer in terms of fantasy when it comes to the draft is, I guess it's not so much to do with traits per se, because, I mean, as much as I like to think I could be an NFL GM, I don't know anything. So compared to those guys, so I look at how they value players, essentially. So I look at, obviously, where they go. All the guys we talked about should go in the first round. But when it comes to looking back at their college career, I like to see somebody that doesn't get hurt a lot. That's which funny. I know injuries is kind of hard to predict, but JSN kind of scares me because, like, he missed the whole season because of injury, right? And it wasn't like he, tore his ACL. He had, like, a hamstring injury, right? And that's way more repeatable in my non-medical opinion than like an ACL injury. You know, people have tore ACLs all the time, got it fixed, and they're great NFL players. But when you have like a soft tissue injury in college that lingers a whole year, that kind of makes me a little worried. And then I look for what style of offense they go to. So if the Titans draft somebody in the first round, like a receiver, I'm not nearly as excited as if the Chiefs draft one or the Bills, fill in the blank of all the air raid offenses. So that's kind of where those are the two things I typically look out for.
I like the injury point. I think that's very accurate, and I agree with it. It's also a point that I think some teams target, depending on what the injury is, because you'll see guys fall because they missed their last year and then they declare for the draft. Guys who would have been first-round picks that are maybe in the second, third, or fourth round just because they didn't get to play last year. And so I think that's where you get a lot of these over- and under-drafted guys is as a result of some of those same injuries. So, yeah, I think that's a really good point. My answer, in case you didn't hear it, was that I like to see playing time.
Yeah.
I really like to see guys who've played a lot.
I remember one thing I was listening to on another podcast is they liked players that didn't just break out like their last year in college before the draft. So kind of coupling with what you said.
With the inverse of that, how do you feel about guys who were standout juniors? Like the first guy that comes to mind is Andre Carter, the defensive end from Army.
Okay.
How do you feel about guys like him that had a big junior season or sophomore season? I don't know if he's a junior or senior.
Yeah.
And then the year before the draft, they were kind of lackluster. They didn't live up to the same hype that they produced their junior year.
I guess that bothers me a little less. If you're looking at skill positions, maybe it's more of a red flag, but just in totality, as long as they're still productive, like if they didn't drop off a cliff, I don't think that bothers me. Because, for example, Will Anderson had like 16 sacks 2 years ago, and this past year he only had like 8 or 9, which is still really good. But I feel like defenses or offenses focus more on those standout players that come back, right? I think part of the reason why Ohio State and LSU back in the day, their receivers were able to be so successful altogether is because there was so many of them. You can't take away Marvin Harrison Jr. because then you have Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, or, you know, you can't take away, you know, Jamar Chase because then Justin Jefferson and Terrence Marshall would just, you know, dominate. So it's a little bit tougher. That's, I guess, partly the reason why I'm such a fan of Quentin Johnston this year is because he was at school for 3 years, and every year, like even his freshman year, he was good, but every year he got better. And like his stats and usage kind of showed that. So, like, I don't really remember hearing about Zay Flowers before this past year, not to throw shade at him, but like Jordan Addison, I know a lot of people like because he won the best receiver in the country award at Pitt, and then he transferred to USC and still played very well. So that's just, I guess, another thing I try to look out for too.
I'm going to defend Will Anderson. He had 14 sacks this year, and he had 15 last year because Will Anderson is, yeah, he's my guy. I think the Chiefs should trade up and draft Will Anderson at like 5 or 6 if he falls that far. They won't do it, but I would be.
It would take everything.
It would take the first this year, the first next year, probably the second this year, and like a fourth next year, maybe.
Not worth it.
But Will Anderson's going to be really good. So, seems like a basic question. Who's going number one?
Oh, that's easy. That's Bryce Young.
Bryce Young.
I mean, if you look at all the rumors, how it's basically there was the CJ Stroud little fire, and then that went quiet, and then it's been Bryce Young since then, and then Vegas odds are just so far in Bryce Young's favor. Those two things, it's almost a lock. Now, number two is interesting. I don't know if you want to talk about that or not.
Number two will not be a quarterback.
It has to be a quarterback.
I don't know.
What are the Texans trying to do?
The Texans are trying to fill their gaping holes, which they still have a lot of.
I understand that. But so you think they don't love any quarterback besides Bryce Young, so they're just like, why take one when we don't?
Take one this year when you absolutely can trade one of your first rounders this year for maybe a – so I don't know. With this, if they trade pick two to a team that's outside of the top 10, let's look at the short list of teams that could move
Titans.
Up potentially. The Titans absolutely could move up into the top 10 to number two. I think C.J. Stroud would make a lot of sense in Tennessee. I know that they just drafted Malik Willis last year, but I still think the Titans are a team that potentially could move up. The Patriots have had all sorts of just crazy stories come out about Mac Jones and Bill Belichick not liking him as their franchise quarterback. I think they could move up. I think the Commanders are potentially a team that could move up and drop a quarterback.
Not all the way to two, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
I think they could. I mean, there's
a lot of quarterback needy teams.
There really are. And I think it would be advantageous for the Texans to wait one more year. Because if they stay in the same position as the Falcons, I think they're not quite set up as well as the Falcons are this year. But already having two first-round picks this year, why not just let one of them go, hopefully being pick number two, take the best guys available if you're still in the first round twice, and then hope that you get a top three pick next year. Because yeah, you've got a rookie quarterback that's got 5 years with a lot of young talent around him already. Like, I don't know.
It's tough because
what the benefit would be for them.
It's hard to sell a football team and a fan base on Davis Mills again.
So make it. I don't know. Make it Lamar.
They're not trading for Lamar.
Okay, then there's not a better option in the draft.
Well, no. But I get what you're saying. It'll be interesting. I think the Texans are the most interesting this year.
If they're really worried about their fan base, then they're going to draft a quarterback. But if they're worried about their franchise, they won't draft a quarterback.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm very curious to see.
The Cardinals are – do you have anything else to say on the Texans?
No, the Cardinals are trading out.
So the Cardinals are not picking at three?
No. If they're smart and if they have somebody that'll actually move up to three, no.
Who's going to move up? I mean, for Anthony Richardson or Will Levis?
Anybody.
Really? See, I think the odds of moving up to two are significantly higher than, like, I could see that would be such a Raiders move to move up to number three just to take Will Levis.
I could see I've heard rumors of the Colts moving up to three.
Which seems like the dumbest thing ever.
But then somebody else can move up and take the guy. Like, we hate on the Bears for trading up to take Mitch Trubisky, but they did it for a reason.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I mean, hindsight's 2020, but
right.
It's if the Cardinals call you and say, "Hey, we liked your deal better. If you don't want to do it, that's fine, but we're going to trade it to the Seahawks, whoever."
Does that conversation happen, you think?
If the Colts offer them something better, yeah, because, like, if. For example, if the Cardinals could move to like four and pick up like an extra third or something, and you still get the player you want instead of trading back to, let's say, the Titans at 11, and then you miss out on Jalen Carter and Will Anderson, for example, and you pick up, you know, I don't know what the trade compensation would be, but it's just an interesting exercise. So,
yeah, that's fair. Fair
just points. Like icing on the cake.
Five, the Seahawks, I don't – or, well, so the between the third and fourth pick, a quarterback is going.
For sure.
I don't know if it's Will Levis or Anthony Richardson. It's probably Will Levis.
Maybe.
Do you think the Raiders dropped a quarterback this year?
No.
Really? Okay.
They draft a cornerback.
A cornerback. What about the Seahawks at five?
Jalen Carter. I would put it in Sharpie. If he's there, that's who they're drafting.
That means Tyree Wilson
to the Falcons.
Okay.
I think this is just what off of I heard in my gut instinct. Are we going through all the picks?
just quickly, yeah, the Bears, they're probably just taking best available. They have a lot of needs. The
best Eagles, lineman, I think the O-lineman. Eagles, if they can, they're Bears, I think it's Peter Skoronski or whatever, or Paris Johnson Campbell, sorry.
So, Skoronski is probably going to be a guard in the NFL. He's only 6'2". Yeah. I would be surprised if he plays tackle.
Well, they're taking the best tackle then.
Okay. So Broderick or Paris Johnson? Probably Paris Johnson.
Paris Johnson, yeah.
Eagles.
I think they take Sierinski or trade back.
Titans, we're going to say.
Who knows?
Too hard to predict.
I would say tackle right now.
Oh, man.
They're a mess.
You know, actually, sorry, that's a segue. I'm surprised Taylor Lewan hasn't been picked up by a team.
I am not.
You think he's done?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Texans.
Receiver.
Best available.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, you think a receiver's going at 12? Yeah, we talked about this, JSN.
Probably. I forgot the Cowboys got Brandon Cooks from them.
Right. They have nobody. Their first wide receiver is like Nico Collins.
Well, John Michi's probably coming back, right?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard anything either. Not that we're necessarily super high on John Michi, but.
Yeah.
All right, should we stop at 15? We've kind of gone a little while, but.
We have. Is there any outside chance that the Patriots do something crazy at 14? Mm.
As long as Bill Belichick's the GM, no.
Fair enough. Yeah, there's a lot of guys in between, like, 13 and 25 that are pretty interchangeable.
I think
super hard to
predict. I think at pick 6 or 7 in the draft this year, nobody knows what's happening.
Yeah, I would agree. Give the name of one player offensively that's not going to be drafted in the first round that you're excited about for fantasy.
Ooh, we already talked about Jahmyr Gibbs, so I won't pick him. I would say, oh man, that's tough. One player. It's so hard because it depends on landing spot. I would say.
Just pre-draft, like somebody that you like.
Gosh, I'm going to sound like a homer. But I think whoever drafts Kendre Miller is getting a steal. He's 20 years old right now. He beat out Zach Evans, who was a 5-star recruit out of high school, the best recruit in TCU history. He had to transfer to Ole Miss. And then obviously everybody saw what he did this year. But he has great contact balance, and he can catch the ball. The one thing I think people worry about him is this top-end speed. But he kind of reminds me of a David Montgomery a little bit, because I don't know how fast David Montgomery is, but I feel like he's shifty and he doesn't go down on the first hit. I really like him. Also, another guy is Jonathan Mingo.
Oh, I knew you were going to say Jonathan Mingo.
Dude, I'm just saying he tested incredibly well. Ole Miss receivers have done well recently. DK Metcalf and AJ Brown.
Yeah.
Pretty good. So I'm just saying that could be a connection, but just that the athleticism he has, you don't get that. So a team's going to take a swing on him. And it gets me excited because AJ Brown was also a second round pick out of Ole Miss. He was a freak athlete. Not saying he's AJ Brown, but I'm kind of excited about him.
So was DK Metcalf.
Oh, yeah, he was a second round pick. You're right. I kind of forgot that.
Yep. So for me, this is actually another factor that I forgot that I like about players coming into the draft. I like it when players were the captain, or at least wore a captain badge on the team. I really
like that. But then how many teammates went to his birthday dinner?
There you go. Great quote. Absolutely wonderful pull. Have you watched it this week?
No, I've been very tempted to, but I can't, because I watched it like a year or 2 years ago, and you can only take so much of draft day. It's a good movie, but it's wildly unrealistic. It's not terrible.
It's not good.
The only reason everybody likes it is because you feel like you're behind the scenes at the NFL.
Yeah. So players outside of the first round that I like, I'm going to go – I mentioned his name already. Wide receiver out of Iowa State, Xavier Hutchinson.
Oh.
He is a later pick. He's played a lot. He's a volume guy. Then I also – I like Marvin Mims a lot. I don't know why that I like him, but I just really do.
He might be the next Marquise Brown.
He could. He's really good, I think. And he just feels like one of those guys that will find his seam in an offense somewhere that'll just kind of be a utility guy. Even like honestly with the Chiefs, I don't think the Chiefs are gonna draft Marvin Mims, but he feels like a guy that the Chiefs could use really effectively and might be better in football than fantasy necessarily. But and then the last guy, this is like my guy that I'm putting my staple on for this year's draft. Rashee Rice is potentially the second best receiver in this draft.
Who's the first?
It's Quentin. It's close.
All right, we're fine.
But it's Quentin. I'm really tempted to put JSN, but you highlighted the fact that he did not play this past season, and for that reason, I don't think that I want to rank him as the best receiver in this class.
So, I also like Rashee Rice. You're just really high on him. So
I'm super high on Rashee Rice.
I also let's end with this. I forgot one thing I like to look for when it comes to the NFL draft. You have to have a good name.
That's also true.
Like Mingo, like that. I can just hear Tony Romo. Just saying, like,
I look for the eye test. So I close my eyes. And I picture the last name on the Chiefs jersey. And I'm like, can I see that name running routes for Patrick Mahomes? I cannot see Mingo on the back of a Chiefs jersey. I can see Rice on the back of a Chiefs jersey. That's just a Hall of Fame name. Especially being a wide receiver.
Jerry Rice.
I get it. But I can still see it. And same thing with Quentin Johnston. Johnston looks great on the back of the Chiefs jersey.
Oh, it's
going to
be so sexy on my new Chiefs jersey. But what I like to do is I like to picture Jim Nance saying their name, like scoring a touchdown. Mm. Like, I know you highlighted him, but like Xavier Hutchinson for a touchdown, it just doesn't sound that good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that good.
I'm out on him. Like, it's – oh, Twitter? Hang on.
I feel like it's easier for me to imagine Al Michaels.
That's fine. Jim Nance is my hype guy. Like, when he gets excited calling play-by-play, it's like when he said Sammy Watkins for the touchdown when we were playing the Titans, that's, like, ingrained in my mind. But, I mean, just think about it.
Yeah.
Like, look at some of the busts at their receiver position.
Exactly.
Henry Ruggs.
I can't Henry picture Ruggs. Carbonet for running for a touchdown.
I love the guy. Jalen Reagor.
Yeah.
It's not – again, this is not 100% fit.
How do you pronounce the Texas A&M's Texas
David,
A&M running backs?
Like Etchane.
Devon
Etchane.
Etchane?
Etchane. Yeah, he's going to be a bust. That's a horrible name.
Yeah, there's no way.
Like Kendra Miller.
This is the one that I hate, but like the Pitt running back, Abinakanda. Israel Abinakanda.
Oh, yeah, that's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's not even fitting on the back of a jersey.
No.
Yeah, anyway. We're just having fun at this point.
Having fun. My AirPods are about to die. I can't get into my laptop. It's been a night. But thanks so much for joining us. We'll catch you after the draft. And merry drafts, miss to all of you.
Yep. Good luck, everybody. Hope you enjoy the NFL draft. I know that we definitely will. Thanks, guys.